A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go. Welcome in. Jason and John, 99 FM ESPN here on a Tuesday. Jason out this week on vacation. He'll be back next week. People are going to ask. He's on vacation. All right, he's still here. He's still part of the show. He's just on vacation. That is the one thing, by the way, Brad. I love radio. I love the job. I love almost everything about it. The one thing that I wish I could change is everybody knowing when you're not working. Like, it's just like everybody knows when you're not there. You know what I mean? Like, where are you at? What's going on? You know what I mean?
I think that in our business, there's too much obsession with the people on social media who ask you that.
Well, sometimes it's not even just on social media. Sometimes it's like my friends like, yo, you all right? You good? I'm like, yeah, bro. Like, I'm off today. All right, man? Damn. I don't call you when you're on your off day.
The other fascinating phenomenon as a person who does this is the talk through the radio to people. And this includes the people doing our jobs here. Like, there are people that assume things to me, like I listen to the radio 24 hours. Well, did you hear John say this? Did John not tell you this? And I'm like, dude, I don't listen to the radio 24 hours a day.
No doubt.
Like, whatever happened, I am an employee, and I only got so much bandwidth.
And I will say, though, there are a lot of people who do, and I appreciate
it. You know, we want you to listen. Tune in. In fact, one of the suggestions I like to make, take the radio for Scruffy or your dog. And by the way, thoughts are with Jeffrey Wright, who lost his dog this morning. I know that that's not something we talk about a lot. It is horrific. Like, it's the worst. It's like losing a family member. It's terrible.
Honestly feel like I didn't talk about it when I put my dog down in October. And
You didn't.
I honestly genuinely don't feel like I am the same person.
It's depressing.
Like, it's, all this time later.
Well, I've got a teenager, so my only console sometimes is the dog, Peach. Like, Peach is my, I get up, I get coffee, I hang out with Peach.
Yeah.
Peach is going to go do her thing. We're hanging out. There's my buddy, you know?
Well, because, like, not that we intended to go here about this, but
play the radio for your dog is what I was going to say.
Yeah, play the radio for your dog.
Yeah, leave that thing on 24 hours a day.
You never know. The dog might have a meter. All right.
Yeah, we help out Scruffy. He likes listening. Thanks.
It's not, like, for me, I'm going to talk about my dog real quick because I haven't ever talked about it.
No, you haven't even talked to me about this.
Happened in October. And it was one of those things where it was like, it was a judgment call. You know, he definitely could have gone another 2 years. I believe that.
Yeah.
But it was at a point where he was basically, you know, having accidents in the house all the time. And like,
understood.
My wife would wake up and it would be waiting for her. And yes. Like, it was like, okay, dude, you can't just keep doing this. All right.
Yep.
But it was not so much about maybe the dog that made me sad, because the dog was generally a pissant.
Okay. I do remember you saying that.
Titan was a pissant. But it was more so about all of the different...
The with the dog time.
Absolutely. All the different moments and milestones in my life that he happened to be there during.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
we romanticize things when they die, people and things when they die.
Facts.
And like again, I want to reiterate, Titan is looking up at us right now.
He's in hell.
He's not looking down at us.
Oh, no.
He's looking up at us right now.
Come on, John. There's even a place for Titan up there.
But
come on, bro.
No, like there ain't no rainbow bridge for that thing. like that. He went straight to the third circle of
hell.
Come
on.
All right.
Come on.
Like he would have bit my kids if they were around him. No, he didn't. He never bit Ryan.
Let's see. He's good.
But. You know, I got him when I was, I don't know, 19 years old.
Okay.
19 years old.
Yeah.
And through, you know, he was there when, I started working here. Mm. He was here when I moved out of my house for the first time. He was here when I got engaged. He was here when I got married. He was here when I had my first child. He was here when we moved from house to house to house.
Yep.
He was there. And, you know, you could always look in the room, and he was there. And you know. That's the part of it that I think is it's the coming
it's the
to grips
timing,
with the
yeah.
mortality, because mm-hmm. it ain't about the dog, bro. It ain't about the dog. It's about you,
right?
It's about your life, and you're like, this is basically a time capsule that has expired from year 2000, you know, 9 to year 2023.
It is a time capsule. Jeff mentioned, I was surprised Jeff remembered this. When I got married to Stacy, which is, you know, 18 years, 17 years ago, she had a Newfoundland. My dad used to come in our home and he'd go, "What's with the damn calf, Brad?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "That's a Newfoundland, Dad."
Yeah.
And it drools all over our home.
This yes.
And then Jake was born. So to your point.
Yes.
Jake would ride, but the dog was beautiful and so great with kids. Jake would ride it, but that thing made an S show of our house.
Yes, it was.
And
yes.
I didn't necessarily enjoy Maddie.
Right.
But you made the point. The point is exactly right. It's a time capsule into your life and how it goes, and it just passes, and you're like, man, those are the 10 years, you know, that I had that dog when I got my job,
exactly.
And when I got married, and now it's gone.
Because, you know, you mourn, mostly, I guess, you don't have to, but, you know, you mourn a human life ending.
Yeah. Now, if it's a good dog, you might mourn it a little more.
For sure. And, like, I remember, and let me say this. I don't want to get emotional about it. I've never talked about it.
I know, it's hard.
Dr. Slattery and his team at Walnut Grove, man, like, I went in there and I did it by myself. I had to do it by myself,
oh, yeah.
Right? Sam was with me, the family. It was just me.
You went
right?
alone with
it was
the,
me
dog.
And the dog.
Oh, geez, John.
And when you get to the front desk and they ask you, who are you? You know, I couldn't even say the words. I couldn't even. And I think they picked up on that, right? Like they're like, "Oh, we have an appointment for this time."
Oh.
And I will say, like, Dr. Slattery was like, "Hey, if you want to be here for it, if you don't want to be here for it, you know, it's truly your decision, and either one, there's no right or there's no wrong."
They coach you through that.
You know, and he made me truly feel at peace with the decisions that I was making.
Yeah.
But look, this is when we have Jason on, we talk about this. Like, inevitably, yes, there is an end date to having a pet. And, you know, I didn't have to explain this to Riley, right? She wasn't old enough. She didn't, you know, I'm going to have to explain Tony to Riley.
Yep.
You know, and I don't look forward to that day. I don't look forward to that experience
at
all.
That's even more difficult because there's no human.
I'm going to have to, like, because now I have to explain life and death, right? Because there's no, he's going bye-bye. He'll be back. He's going to Serbia for vacation.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no, you know, you got to be honest, right?
Yes.
And so I didn't have to have that conversation with Titan, but I'm going to have that conversation someday with Tony. And, you know, hey,
well,
that's life, you know what I mean? That's life and
love.
Here's
what will brighten the day of your Tony in your life or your dog. Turn that radio on and leave that thing cranked up even when you're not there.
That's right. That's right.
That's where I was going with it.
But dogs are
amazing. We're thinking of Jeffrey. If you are listening, Jeffrey, we are.
And look, I give him a lot of credit for, I mean, doing it this morning and coming in to do a show.
I was thinking the same thing. I think it was maybe cathartic. It appears because he had a plan and he wanted to get in. So
I mean, I definitely could not have done that. I probably could have done it. I just would not have wanted to do it the day of. I was crying on the way to the damn vet, man.
See, I have to carry through. Like, I have to have a routine. I cannot sit at home by myself when things happen, and that's about any emotion. I got to try to get back on that train, man, because life is hard.
Yes. So anyway.
Sorry about your dog, Jeffrey.
No, we've had, certainly thinking of you, Jeffrey, man. Stay strong, brother. It's not easy. It is not easy.
And there are people listening who are going through this today
or
thinking about it, and they're close to it. Every friggin' day, man.
Yes, no question about it. All right, couple of things before we get to, we have to set up the show.
Please.
Let's set up the show. At 11:25, dog walker, dog sitter.
I forgot about that.
Jessica Benson. Going to join us, and we'll talk to her about the Grizzlies last night in their summer league. Second straight win in the summer league. No Zach Edey.
Yeah, that's going to be the talk, isn't it?
I don't think he's hurt.
I don't think he's hurt. I think they're just putting him on ice, bro. Am I wrong?
I suppose so. I suppose we are going to talk about that with Jessica Benson. So she'll join us at 11:25 or so. Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight is going to join us at 12:25, 12:30, and we'll talk to him about college football. He has informed me he is taking over Memphis football on College Football 25, and he's gonna take them to the Big 12.
So we'll
get into that with him at 12:25. We'll also talk about the real Memphis football team in real life as well. And then at 1:25, Summer League Talk, Matt Moore, 1:25, Action Network. I gave out Grizzlies -4.5 on the show yesterday. Was never even close.
Not close.
They jumped on the Mavs with no Edey. Did not even matter. Spencer left. Laravia left. Everybody left.
Didn't matter.
The Mavs are truly gone. Remember we talked about it. We said you can't name a single person on this roster.
I couldn't.
They suck.
Did you not? I mean, I don't know these dudes.
They're terrible.
They're really bad.
They are absolutely terrible. So we'll talk about all that with Matt Moore at 1:25. Yes. The discussion today, right, wrong, indifferent, is going to be the fact that Zach Edey did not appear in a, what, one, two, fourth straight game?
Yep.
Fourth straight game for the – he was there. He was on the bench.
He looked comfortable.
Yes. Yesterday, he the day before, he spoke to the media in practice, according to Drew Hill. So it feels like progressing toward a return. But this is what happens, right? We are in July. We are in the thick of July. There's not a whole lot else going on. And so we are completely putting our energy into whether or not Zach Edey makes an exhibition game appearance for the Grizzlies. And if he doesn't, and look, I think part of this is earned by the Grizzlies. I do. I think part of this cynicism and skepticism is earned by this franchise when it comes to injuries. You know, I mean, we know how they handle these things. They are not. You would never, ever accuse them of being straightforward or transparent.
Slightly cryptic.
You would never accuse them of like, offering the whole thing.
Right.
Right? And so I get it. I get it when you think about Steven Asing, but all the other injuries throughout the years. You know, Chandler Parsons. Like, you kind of feel like the Grizzlies hide the ball a little bit when it comes to injuries. So I understand why there might be this PTSD, you know, with Zach Edey. With that being said, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. He came back in the game that he hurt his ankle in. He clearly was fine. He had the tip in to send it into overtime. You know, we're not talking about, a Jones fracture here. We're not talking about, the navicular. Learned that word when Marcus Gasol.
I remember those days.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about an ankle turning, and I'm probably... It's Tuesday. I'm probably going to say this, I would say, 10 more times. 10 more times.
Okay.
But you know what? That's just the way it is. He is too vital to the calculus of the 2024-25 Memphis Grizzlies to put him out there in order to what? Satiate Grizzlies fans? To give you, one more big reason to watch this? You know, it's just, I think he's proven that. He's shown, you know, and the Grizzlies have shown, based on their roster moves or lack thereof, like, he is the plan. That's who it's going to be. And, you know, look, it doesn't have to be, you know, this straight-up, you know, insane campaign where he's averaging 18-10. But for what they need him to do, they need him on the floor. They need him to be available. And as I said, you know, this is a franchise that has unfortunately started behind the sticks, it feels like, for so many years. Whether it's starting the playoffs down a man, whether it's starting the season down a man or two, you know, you're operating in a very finite timeline, right? You do not have forever. I always tell people this. Your window is only open until it slams shut. And that can happen at any freaking moment, okay? It can happen at any freaking moment. Look, for example, at the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns probably in 2021 felt like, well, why can't we do this again? Why can't we be right back in the finals? We were up 2-0 in the finals. We got Chris Paul. We got Devin Booker, super young. We got DeAndre Ayton. We got Mikal Bridges. I mean, why can't we be right back in the NBA finals? And does anybody want to tell me what happened to the Phoenix Suns last year?
Bradley Beal happened.
Yeah, I believe they got swept in the first round as the seventh seed or the sixth seed, whichever. Doesn't really matter. So, again, you would have said, you would have thought 4 short years ago that they would have another finals appearance. They would have a chance to win a ring. You know, I would have thought that, and they haven't. And they haven't even, in fact, come close. They have not even come close to that because guess what? They ran into the Denver Nuggets a year ago. They ran into Bradley Beal this offseason, and he did not show up in any way, shape, or form. And I'm just using this as an example. They have things, nice. but the Grizzlies are going to have things. They're going to have decisions to make, right? They're going to have to figure out, you know, Jaren's contract, the second apron. They're going to have to figure out all that money. And so you just do not have – you never have as much time as you think you have. It's just the facts. I don't care how young everybody on this roster is. I don't care, you know, well, they're just 20. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because guess what? Guys have to get paid. And if you're not going to do it or willing to do it, someone else out there will be. And so that's why we talk about, you know, this sort of shortened timeline for the Grizzlies. You know, until Jaren's contract comes up, you know, you got to maximize what you've got now. And in order to do that, it's making sure that the ninth overall pick, who fills a very, very pressing need at the five, is available for you for as many games as possible. You know, you don't want to be in a situation where, again, doesn't play in training camp and, you know, misses the first 10 games of the season, and then you're, you know, kind of, you're 4-6 or you're 5-5, and then you're trying to throw him out there, and he doesn't necessarily grasp the offense, or he's swimming a little bit, and, you know, you cannot possibly compromise his preparation. And, you know, look, they know more than I do about the injury. They know whether, you know, how hurt he is. They know if he could have played yesterday. I'm sure he could have, but it's just like, you know, if it ain't broke, you know, don't fix it. I mean, they're doing just fine in summer league without Zach Edey. I mean, they're killing. I mean, and now Cam Spencer's probably out, and Jake LaRavia had to leave the game yesterday. At that point, if you're losing those guys, there really is no reason, in my view, to bring Zach Edey back. I mean, because it's not even the full group.
Yeah, you're not giving your best effort.
Right. Like, I mean, there is absolutely no universe where Zach Edey needs a single rep, not a whisper of a rep with Deke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, when I saw the second group come in, it was
no disrespect to them.
And they're trying to make NBA rosters 100%. And show out, but, like, you're not getting reps with NBA players.
100%.
Right.
And so what's the point? What's the value?
You could argue it for Scotty, too. Like, at this point, what does he need to prove?
I'm sure that's part of the calculation, man.
Like, we've seen the full summer squad, if you will.
No, GG is grounded. GG is grounded by, and the punishment is you have to play.
You got to play
game.
It out. Yeah.
After that first game in Utah, you're grounded.
He heard you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard that.
So he has to play.
That's fair.
And because
you're grounded, you got to go.
The Grizz aren't going to need GG Jackson next season.
You're right.
They're just not. You know, I'm not. I don't want GG Jackson to get hurt, but the calculation is different. Okay, they're not going to depend on Gigi as a starter ever.
Right,
he's arguably behind, you know, LaRavia. Right, I mean that's going to be a battle in camp. You know, he's just not going to. He's a ninth, tenth man probably at best next season. And so you just need him to play basketball. That's what you need, as opposed to Edey, where it's you're our guy at the five. You're the only option we truly have. Otherwise, we're going to either have to go small, play Jaren out of position at the five. We know how that looks. Or, you know, go out here and get some, you know, 38-year-old, you know, on a veteran minimum. I mean, your options are very, very slim. And so, again, a conservative approach I'm in favor of in this situation, especially because the effort's been turned in. And there's only so many ways you can say that, but I just feel like that probably bears repeating on a day like this where people, yes. I mean, look, we all expected him yesterday. I think that's the part that's a little weird. We did expect him to play based on he practiced, he talked to the media, then he doesn't play. I mean, it's their prerogative. It's their organization, and he's their draft pick, so they have the right to do whatever they want to do. But if I'd have just told you that after that ankle injury, I believe I did say that. I said I would not play him again.
You did say that.
Because it wasn't just the ankle. It was the fact that he hit the floor two other times.
Right.
You know, and it's just like, I don't want to subject you to additional hits in July, man. Like, there's just no point. And people will say, well, he'll play basketball. He ain't doing that in pickup. He is not hitting the floor in pickup. I guarantee it.
No.
And if he is, the Grizzlies are going to tell him, stop doing that.
Right.
Okay?
It's
like,
fact.
Stop diving on the floor
and
pick up, man.
Calm down when you're doing scrimmages.
They're not going to do that. He's just not. He's not going to play
it's
that hard.
It's not the same.
When you throw him out there, the game's on television, it's a competitive game, he's going to go hard.
Yeah.
That's how he's wired.
People are undercutting. They're trying to get to the rim.
Right. And guess what? So is everybody else. Yeah. I don't need him out there with desperate people.
That's well said.
You know,
that's well said.
I don't want him out there with somebody who's playing for their lives.
That's well said.
You know, like, yes, people are playing for their lives in the NBA, but ask Isaiah Miller what a business decision is, man. He ain't finna make no damn, he ain't got no business decisions to make. And any player like him, right? It's just like, this is my own. I got 10 days. I got 10 days from the 8th to the 18th. And if I don't look good, I might be going to Bulgaria. You know what I'm saying? And so you're going to play like that. And Zach, you ain't got to play like that. Brandon Miller just got shut down. He played one game. Jaime Jaquez played two games. I know Zach, he hasn't played a minute of NBA basketball yet, but I put him in that group in terms of importance to team. Just not in terms of point production, not in terms of, usage, but in terms of just role and the uncredited assists he's going to stack up through rebounding and screen setting and everything like that, he matters too much. And so, again, would I like to see him before November? Sure. But, you know, what do they say about good things coming to those who wait?
Yeah.
I'll wait, bro. I'll play college football 25 or something. You know what I'm saying? I'll play college football 25 until the preseason. So, anyway, that's that on that. Grizz roll again. They roll again. It doesn't even matter, man. That team is pretty damn good. They just jumped on Dallas and never looked back. Jessica Benson's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to her about this. And I also got with Rob Doster, and we talked about Memphis, and we gave out some grades. And I know you guys aren't going to believe this, but Rob was an even harsher grader on Memphis than I was. We'll get into the grades a little bit later in the show. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn?
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Turn FM, ESPN.
Jessica Benson is the host of the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt on Grind City Media. Joins us every Tuesday and joins us now. All right, so the good news is the Grizzlies keep rolling in Summer League, which is great for Grizzlies fans. It's fun to win. I maintain that it's just fun to win. I guess the bad news is that no Zach Edey once again. I know we've talked about this before. I don't think much has changed in terms of, you know, probably the approach, but just as a refresher, does it matter to you whether or not Zach Edey plays again in Summer League?
I will say it's fun to watch the team win. It's really fun to watch them just dominate, right? Like, it's not like they're just eking out wins. They won both these games in Vegas by 20 points. So I have legitimately enjoyed watching the Grizzlies Summer League team. I still want to see Zach Edey. I'm headed to Vegas this afternoon. I will be there for the Wednesday and Thursday games. And I am heading there with the hope in the pit of my gut that I will have the opportunity to watch Zach Edey. I think I said it last week, and like you said, it doesn't really change the narrative around do I need to see Zach Edey? No. We got a nice look. You'd by no means want to risk anything as he deals with this ankle injury. We all saw it happen, and we also all witnessed the Grizzlies season last year and have some PTSD related to injuries. So if there's any concern there, of course, you don't want to risk playing Zach Edey through Summer League. I just would really enjoy seeing Zach Edey play with this group that's already playing so well. And you can, you know, get into the fun of summer and chasing a Summer League championship. Does the Summer League championship matter at all? Not really, but it's something fun in the dead of summer, and Zach Edey would make it even more enjoyable.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, you know, that's a fair point. It does feel, I mean, you know, Drew Hill continues to report that they are not shutting him down. So, I mean, I don't think they're just going to keep loosying us. I don't think that's what's happening here. You know, it's if Drew's reporting is that they're, you know, not shutting him down, I do wonder if does the calculation change, though, if, you know, obviously we saw Cam Spencer get hurt last night. You know, LaRavia left the game. Should the calculation change, in your opinion, if, you know, Cam and Jake are not going to go the rest of the way as it relates to Edey's availability?
I don't think they should be interconnected. They might be, but in my opinion, I wouldn't put the hinging of Edey playing a bit on the weight of do we see Cam or Jake again this summer, because, you know, it didn't matter in the reverse. Like, they all were out there, and Jake LaRavia has been terrific. So do I need to see Jake LaRavia play again? No, actually. Like, I think Jake LaRavia has done precisely what you would hope from a player who asked to go and play in summer, like going into his third year, coming off his first 2 years in the league, being, you know, marred by injury and not really being able to gain any momentum, and then going from the end of last season into what we've seen from summer league. Been impressed with him. Do I need to see Cam Spencer again? No. Would I like to see Cam Spencer keep playing, being a second round pick rookie in summer league? Sure. Also because he's been absolutely one of the most enjoyable things to watch from summer league. But I don't think Zach Edey's availability should hinge on either of those two being out on the court. And, you know, I would hope that if he is good to go, and by all means, it sounds like from Zach Edey's mouth himself, I know he practiced with the Grizzlies over the weekend, and the reports were that he went through a full practice, and he said, like, I would like to play. And so from a competitive standpoint, you see him sitting there on the bench, and you just imagine, I don't want to speak for Zach Edey, but you imagine with the decision having been made not to go play with Team Canada, to be with the Grizzlies in Las Vegas for the summer and Salt Lake City. And there's great value in just being around the team and getting to know your new teammates, getting to know the organization, all of that. But I would assume he wants to play too, right? Like, he's watching this team win by 20, and I think he's probably thinking to himself, man, I wish I was out there being a part of it.
Yeah, Cam has been interesting because, you know, obviously if you follow college basketball, you know that, you know, he was a huge part of the UConn run last year and, you know, made every big-time shot for them. And he's come in to the Grizzlies organization, and it feels like done the exact same thing. It just feels like he's made every damn shot in tournament. I know he hasn't, but it's felt like he's made every single one. I don't know what, you know, where that would be. Obviously, you know, you have a decision to make on Luke Kennard, but is there a path based on what you've seen from Cam Spencer to, you know, the roster, the main roster here, and perhaps even playing time? Like, I don't know. I struggle a little bit because, of course not. Look at him. Like, he's small, he's this, he's that. But, like, at what point do I say his production is his production?
Well, I struggle to make definitive mental projections based on summer league. Like, I think one of the things that has been so intriguing for me watching the summer league team when it comes to a Scottie Pippen Jr. or a Jake Laravia or Trey Jefferson, let's just stick to the two-way guys. So Scottie Pippen Jr. and Trey Jefferson, we saw them play against NBA competition last season. Granted, they struggled. They took a lot of lumps, a part of a disappointing Grizzly season in its totality. But we've seen some of those real NBA reps that are now continuing in a, oh, they look too good for summer league situation. With Cam Spencer, you're just thrilled that he's one of these players who's having a very, very good summer league. And I don't think you want to, you know, push everything onto a guy who was a second round pick, who's 24 years old, yes, so he's on the older side, but still trying to figure out exactly what you have in him. That said, his consistency has been so promising. I mean, we're at the point when Cam Spencer releases a three, I'm thinking to myself, okay, it's going in. We saw it last night with one of the great plays from, it was a lot of ball movement on offense, ended with a Cam Spencer three. It was the Jake Laravia behind the back pass. And before, you know, the ball is midway to the basket, Gigi Jackson's running the other direction, assuming that Cam Spencer's shot is going in. And so that's been really great to see. Also, just the dogged nature. It's such a cliche. We always use, he's a dog cliche. But when you're hearing every single person say it about Cam Spencer, from the coaching staff to Gigi Jackson calling him a dog to Desmond Bane calling him a dog, just his work ethic and how he's attacking this process for him going into, you know, his NBA career, I think all of that's great. That said, I'm not yet ready to push all the chips and say, oh, maybe Cam Spencer's the answer here for the long term.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, shooting is just such a premium, you know, and I get it. So I get exactly why they went that direction with him. And I don't know. I sometimes there are things that are unquantifiable, you know what I mean, in life, where you're just like, I cannot ignore this. I know, like, I'm supposed to ignore this, but I cannot.
Yeah.
I can't ignore it.
He's an out-of-box score player, too.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, I mean, I know we said it early on, he's like a combo of Luke Kennard and
Jordan.
John Conchar.
Oh, Conchar.
Yeah, that too. But just these players who have an impact, and the ball always finds them, and maybe they're not getting credited with the rebound or the steal or even the assist, but like, they're all over the play. They're all over the possession in a myriad of ways. And he also just he has that stuff to be, like, he could be an all-team obnoxious role player, right? Like, those exist, and you see those qualities in Cam Spencer. Just someone who another team comes into your building and just says, ah, God, I hate that the Grizzlies have Cam Spencer. And so you're thrilled that he's on the Grizzlies. And it's been fun to see that start to take off.
Yeah, we're talking to Jessica Benson here on the show, host of the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd. So you're heading out to Vegas today?
Yes, 4:00.
Okay. All right, so what do you like? You're the closer.
I'm the caboose.
Yeah,
I'm the end.
Was that like by choice? Did you just say, I want to get out there a little later? Like, what was the logic there?
You know, I actually don't mind taking the end shift. There's never not bratty way of saying, I've spent a lot of time in Vegas. Like, I went to school on the West Coast, to a school where it was normal to celebrate birthdays or fraternity formals. So I kind of feel like I've lived the Vegas life. So I appreciate the second half of the Summer League Vegas experience is usually a little more chill. Like, people are down bad. Like, you can only spend so much time in Vegas. So by being at the end, you're able to kind of just focus on the games. Granted, the reverse of that is sometimes players aren't playing anymore. Have players gotten shut down at that point? But, I mean, maybe I was just envisioning being able to be there and stay for a Grizzly Summer League championship. I don't know. That might be the ultimate payout.
See, look at you now. Look at you. You know?
Yeah,
now,
look at that. Everyone else is playing. I'm playing chess. Everyone else is playing checkers, you know?
But, you know, I mean, it's going to be harder, though, when you don't have the premium players now. I mean, it's just like.
Oh, yeah. it will.
I think you've missed time this just a little bit. But you know what? Maybe not. Maybe you have the script. maybe you have the summer league script over there, and you don't.
Well, I will say, when Zach Edey didn't play yesterday, I was like, well, so you're saying there's a chance I could be there for his Las Vegas summer league debut. You're saying there's a chance. I was there for the end of it last year. It's funny because I've now done summer league 3 years. My first year, I went to Salt Lake City, and that's a really fun experience because it's so intimate and it's really the beginning of everybody, you know, getting their feet wet. I remember watching Kenneth Lofton Jr. Have a great game against Chet Holmgren and all the excitement that starts to grow from that. Last year, I did the latter half, and there was excitement growing around Vince Williams Jr., which ended up being a prophecy of how the next season would play out. Also seeing that Tarek Bibarovic, who's the one who stashed away for the Grizzlies. So you get these, you know, you get little moments. Jacob Gilliard was a big story of summer league last year, and then the Grizzlies had to rely heavily on Jacob Gilliard for the beginning of last season. So maybe there will be. Well, now we just have so much more definition in the Grizzlies two-way guys, and the hope that, knock on wood, fingers crossed, it does not become the revolving door of players like it was last year. But I think, you know, you can find some gems. Maybe I'll get a lot of Deke Giroux highlights, you know? You never know.
Yeah, maybe so. Okay, college football video game is out for a lot of people. I guess if you got, like, the Dynasty Edition or Deluxe Edition, bro, I don't even know. Are you one of – because you are at bottom, you are a college football purist, if nothing else about
junkie,
you.
Junkie.
Yes.
Sicko.
And so is this something that is in your scope? Is this something that you're doing?
I pre-ordered it, and I feel like I was kind of led astray by my husband, who convinced me to order the physical copy because he's convinced that you can still at least get some dollars back when you're done with a game for it. And so my copy doesn't arrive until Friday.
Gotcha, yeah.
Which is fine because I'm actually leaving, so it would have been hard to pull me away from my new game life as the offensive coordinator at the University of Hawaii to then have to take a trip and leave my team for NBA Summer League. So I'm actually glad that I can give the full commitment when I return. But I'm so excited. It's been 11 years, and it's one of those games, honestly, that helped me learn more about the X's and O's of football growing up, too. Like playing with, you know, my guy friends in the neighborhood, playing college football, EA Sports, helped me just know the language better. Like, not all girls have the opportunity to learn that because we don't play. And so I put a lot of value in that game, and I'm really excited to come back. Everything I've seen from it, like the immersive pieces of college football, from the stadiums to the traditions to, you know, recruiting and everything that goes into it, all looks like they did a really, really good job.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I don't know how much time. I mean, it's just, you know, time is.
Are you playing?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably get it. I mean, you know, I'm an adult, and I don't have to wait for physical copies to arrive. You know, I have the digital, you know, edition. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it all. Yeah. I download it. Yeah. You know,
I'm a purist. You said I was a purist of college football, so I wanted that hard copy.
You know, I do miss like cases. Like the cases, you know, of the game. That was fun to have in your hand, and I missed that a little bit.
I had, for the longest time, I can't remember what year it was, but I had the college football game that just, like, sat in the – because the disc was in my player, my PS2, and the case was in my car for some reason, and it was the Jared Zabransky Boise State cover coming off of the Boise State Oklahoma Fiesta Bowl. And I was always horrible at cleaning my car when I was in high school. So that just, like, lived in the trunk of my car. So I do appreciate having the casing of it.
Yeah, so I do miss that, but I'll get to it at some point. I mean, it's the weekend, right? So I think it becomes available for the people that didn't, you know,
drop an arm and a leg, like you said.
The extra $30, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it, but I'm just not. I feel like when I do that, I never get the value out of, like, what I'm paying for, like, with the whatever comes with it. So I'm just going to wait, bro. I've waited my whole life. I can wait another, you know, 3 days. So
You're patient.
Here's what I hope. I hope that we get the college basketball companion because, like, what are, I haven't heard, nobody's pushing for that. I don't see, you know, everybody's acting like college football was the greatest thing, greatest game ever made. College basketball was just as good, and I don't see nearly the push for that.
I didn't play the college basketball game, so
college basketball was so much more fun to me, like. Because it's like, you know, you really, there's five guys. Like, you just focus on five guys.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, a little bit of a bench. But I enjoy, like, you know, you could get on, you know, violations. I love that. You know, I love the, because that was back, you know, in 2007, man. That was back when, you know, this way ahead, it was 2K8. Greg Oden was on the cover. And that was also the year, by the way, that Memphis was awesome. And so it was just like,
that helped.
You kind of felt like you were at the center of the universe a little bit with that. And, you know, I'd like to A, get back to the center of the universe for Memphis basketball, but also get that game back. So, you know, I want you to keep the same energy, you know?
Okay.
College sports, women as well. Women play basketball. So this is a noble cause.
And we could
Title
bring
nine.
Women into the new game.
That's what I'm saying. Of course.
You could choose to play.
Of course. Juju Watkins, Breakthrough Athlete of the Year.
Sign me up. I watched the ESPYs. I watched your speech live.
I don't know why, but she won it, okay?
Well, I don't know why I was watching the ESPYs, why I continue to watch the ESPYs every year, but I saw it.
Is that just one of those things where, you know, there are just things that happen and come and go in the world where they're obsolete. Like DVDs, or, you know, are obsolete,
or video games,
maybe video games,
or hard copy
video. Is the ESPYs just one of those things that, like, we're just kind of like NBA, you know, the dunk contest. Like, is it just sort of come and go? Is its prime gone?
I really don't know, because it's not that award shows are gone. Like, I understand that award show numbers are down across the board, but there are still so many diehard people, including myself. Like, I go out of my way to watch the Oscars. I go out of my way to watch the Emmys. I know the Grammys are problematic, but boy, do I love the performances that they put on every year, so I'll watch them. So I still have a relationship with award shows. I love sport. My life is sports, and the sports award show is so cringy that I just find I hate watch it every year. And I'm still drawn to it because I've watched it my whole life. I used to plan family vacations. Like, we'd be out of town, and I'd say, we got to be back in the hotel room so I can watch the ESPYs tonight. Like, I would never in a million years do that now. I just don't know if they're savable. For whatever reason, it doesn't work. It just feels uncomfortable. And, yeah, I this year was no difference. I love Serena Williams. I want to watch Serena Williams do everything. I don't want to watch her host the ESPYs ever again.
Yeah, that was not great. All right, before we get you ahead, I want to ask you real quick about Memphis basketball. I did a Field of 68 preview with Rob Doster. We handed out grades. I gave Memphis offseason a C, and Rob gave Memphis' offseason a D. He gave it a D.
D as in dog?
D as in dogs that you sit.
I do still sit dogs.
Who's closer? Who's closer to the reality?
You gave a C.
I gave it a C.
I'm a nice teacher, so I'd probably give it like a C plus. So I'll say you.
Okay.
I'm not just a nice teacher. I'm an optimist. I'll put it that way. I am an eternal optimist who wants to trend on the bright side of the summer. D feels D for dramatic.
I felt like that was a little harsh.
Yeah. What was the rationale behind it?
That basically this is a super important season for Penny, and he's starting over, and he's starting over with guys that are like kind of borderline, you know? And I think that's kind of the gist of it. Again, I mean, D is like Tubby off seasons. I mean, maybe F Tubby off seasons, but a good Tubby off season is like a D. It's not. This is not that bad. It's not probably as good as it needs to be at this stage, but it could be worse and has been worse.
Yeah, and I mean, at least they have they have a nice returning player in Nick Jordan. They have size.
That's nice. They have a returning player.
It's better than none.
Yes.
I don't know the number off the top of my head, so I'm not going to make it up. But, like, I am sure there are many college programs out there who have zero returning players coming back next year. So you don't have to start completely from scratch. I don't know. It's always hard to work with a flipped roster, but I'm still going to put them. I will still do the C+.
So let me ask you this. Like, you say you're an optimist as a teacher, right? Like, so does that mean that, you know, somebody turns in, you know, a paper and it's horrible? I mean, it's like they can't form a sentence. Like they're not even focused on the actual topic. The topic was the Great War, and they're talking about, you know, Korea. So are you an optimist in saying that I know what you were trying to do here? You get a C+. Like, I'm just trying to visualize this.
I think papers are the hardest because sometimes they just don't make sense. Like, English was always my better subject. So I would try to help friends edit papers, and sometimes they would hand papers like the ones you just explained, and you're like, I don't even know where to start. Like, I don't know where the help comes in. If I was a teacher in that standpoint, I would give a boost if I even knew where you were coming from. Like, do I get your point?
Wow.
Great.
Wow.
I've read papers where you don't even understand the point.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's great. You sound like you should go into education. You should go.
No.
We need more. We need more of that. Our teachers are just so jaded these days, and I get it. By the way, like I don't blame them. Okay, I don't blame them. But you know, my wife left the classroom, and so it's.
I know. I would like my perfect answer to that would be, oh well, if I was a teacher, I would have the time to sit down and individually work with the student to try to help them articulate their points better. But in the reality, I'd probably have a classroom of 40 kids with no ability, barely hanging on, and
that's
with
right.
the pressure of a school district being like, well, you have to pass everyone.
That's right.
So people like, I see so many, you know, our favorite educational tool, TikTok. Who needs teachers when you have TikTok, right? You know? But there's a lot of TikTok teacher spaces where they'll talk about how, like, the pressure from the school, a kid won't turn in a single assignment all year, and they still have to give them a passing grade. Like, all the kid has to do is turn in one assignment, and they still won't do it, and then they'll still figure out a way to pass. That makes me so sad. I was a little nerd. I loved school. I wish I could help.
I know. It's definitely different. It's different these days, no doubt about it. Jessica, you're the best. We'll give you an A for your time today. Thank you very much. Have a great week and enjoy Vegas.
Thanks. Bye.
It is Jessica Benson from the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt, Grind City Media. Did you have good teachers? Did you have good education?
Yeah, I was really lucky. And, you know, growing up in small town public school.
Yeah,
for sure. You're in the heart of the breadbasket of the Midwest there. It's good old boys. And, you know, it's kind of insulated a little bit. A little Mayberry going on where I grew up. So I was – Mayberry is a nice place to be, even in the 80s, you know.
Yes.
So how about – you had good teachers at White Station, I presume?
I did. I had one teacher who – I'm sure I've talked about him before. I had one teacher, though, that took a particular interest in, you know, my life and, you know, my circumstances. And he definitely went above and beyond in terms of, you know, helping me and, you know, trying to make sure that I stayed on the straight and narrow.
Wow.
It was amazing the efforts that he took outside of the classroom.
Yeah.
Like, It was the first time. His name's Paul Ross. He's the I believe principal or one of the principals at Houston High School now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he went up the charts in terms of his career.
I believe it's Houston High School. It might be Houston Middle School. You guys will have to forgive me.
But he moved up in terms of his job and,
yes.
and profile.
Yes. And he was the first teacher. It was U.S. history.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the 11th grade. He was the first teacher when they handed out the syllabus for the year. He put his cell phone number on the paper.
Awesome.
He said, if you ever...
For the whole class?
For the whole class. If you ever have any questions about the subject matter, okay?
Call.
I want you to never hesitate to use that and call me.
Wow.
That was unlike... I mean, college professors don't even do that, right? Like, that was unlike any experience I'd ever had, you know, from an educator. And, you know, and I actually, like, formed a relationship because of that with him. You know, like, he he cared. And I think that's the thing about, we talk a lot about the you know, what plagues Memphis and you know, where the city is and why it's in the situation that it's in. And I've always been a big advocate for education, sort of starting, right?
That's, I mean, where it starts.
It's poverty,
no
but,
doubt
it's,
about it.
But it's lack of educational resources.
They're connected.
And, you know, we're not prioritizing schools. We're not prioritizing education. Yep. And, you know, I always felt like if we could just, if we had like, you know, if we had just 500 Paul Rosses, like they would just put their number on the piece of paper. And I mean, I'm not trying to go all like Hillary Swank freedom riders. No, you know what I'm saying? I get that. I know that's not the reality.
Yep.
I do. But I also feel like we have a lot of teachers, and again, I'm not blaming them. I'm not blaming them because I lived that as
your wife was a teacher, an educator.
I know exactly, and she was in a great situation.
Good school district.
So I can only imagine what it's like when the situation isn't nearly as good.
Yeah.
But I think we have a lot of teachers that are just sort of going through the motions.
Can I ask you this? I think parents are part of the solution too.
Absolutely.
If my parents wouldn't have put an emphasis on education, it wouldn't have mattered what teachers I had. And so I was really fortunate to have, like, my mom is a at-risk, she was a teaching assistant when I was growing up. She learned Braille to help a girl learn Braille who could not, she lost her sight in school. So my mom had an associate's degree. She didn't have a bachelor's degree. You know, she's trying her best.
Yep.
And, like, so that was my upbringing. Like, my parents are like, don't mess this up. You have an opportunity. And all kids to a certain degree, you know, it does start at home. It's a partnership, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not defending because there are bad parents, just like there are bad teachers, but it does seem like this is the education is where it does start, right?
Yes. I 100% believe it is. And Paul is an assistant principal at Houston.
So he is assistant principal there.
Assistant principal at Houston.
Wow.
And but no, I think
sounds like a hell of a teacher you had.
I think at White Station, you know, I think most of the educators, not all, but most were definitely like invested and they cared. Yeah. I don't know what it's like in the classroom today, obviously, mm-hmm. But I understand, you know, there's that our teachers in the state of Tennessee have been through a lot.
Yeah.
You know, with the government, and what is and is not sort of encouraged.
Well, Shelby County's going through a revolution right now with education with the new head of school.
Yes.
To be determined.
To be determined. No question about it. To be determined, Memphis basketball next year. I actually got on a call with Rob Doss. We did a video for Field of 68, and we gave out grades for this Memphis offseason. And we're going to get into those grades, why we made them, and more when we get back.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.